The Rock and the Butterfly, from the book Fuck Yes, by Reverend Wing F. Fing, M.D., Ph.D., D.D.S., LL.D., DVD. The Rock and the Butterfly. We have all seen butterflies dancing in the air. They bounce from flower to flower in gardens and meadows. And we have all noticed what happens when a person walks up to a butterfly. The butterfly flies away. It flees. Why? Well, it does that because it's afraid. It's afraid of getting hurt. But rocks are different. When you approach a rock, what happens? What does it do? Well, it just sits there. Yes, you've probably noticed that the vast majority of rocks refuse to flee when you walk up to them. With these things in mind, you might someday want to spend a few hours watching rocks and butterflies. Almost certainly, you'll see the vast differences between them. For instance, butterflies seem to spend most of their time trying to escape from things. They fear people, birds, lizards, spiders, dogs, cats, frogs, and snakes. And some people, you may have noticed, are afraid of these same things. And oddly, these same things are often afraid of people. But hardly anything is afraid of a butterfly. As for rocks, on the other hand, birds, lizards, spiders, dogs, cats, frogs, people, and snakes all fail to cause fear in their stony hearts. Rocks are brave. Why is that so? Where do rocks get their courage? Well, it comes from their humility. Yes, rocks, as a group, have shed themselves of all their pride. You can search high and low and here and there, but you'll have difficulty finding a proud rock. They refuse to view themselves as important things. It matters very little to them whether people throw them or whether crawling things crawl on them. Whatever happens, they just continue to do their best to cope with anything that happens to them. Try this experiment sometime. Go out in the garden, find a rock, and pee on it. Does it care? Of course it cares, but very little. Getting peed on is just one more thing a rock has to deal with. A rock takes life as it comes. Now think of butterflies. Butterflies actually believe they're important. That's why they're always fearful, always feeling that it would be a great tragedy if something bad were to happen to them. Try to pee on a butterfly. See what happens. You have to chase it all around the garden trying to get it wet. That's a difficult task for a man or woman, particularly a woman. Why does a butterfly make life so difficult? Why does it flee? Because it refuses to accept your insulting actions, that's why. It's full of pride. Try another experiment. Sit on a rock. What happens? Very little. But then, sit on a butterfly. What happens? The butterfly feels crushed. It's so humiliated, it refuses to move. It just lies there, refusing to even look like a healthy butterfly anymore. And of course, some people will say that this is a stupid experiment. Most people believe butterflies are delicate, easily wounded things, while rocks are hard and tough to break. These people, of course, expect that if you sit on a butterfly, it will die, and expect that sitting on a rock will change it very little. But let me ask you this. If that's what you believe, what happens when a butterfly stays still and lets you sit on it. It becomes a rock, that's what. How can that be? Wish I could tell you. That's just the way it happens. It's a miracle. Butterflies flee. That's their nature, the way they are. Rocks stay still. That's the way they are. So if the butterfly stays still while some big ass is coming down on it, then the butterfly changes into a rock. Like I said, it's a miracle, and it actually happens, although you might find that hard to believe. Maybe this will help you believe it. Remember that once upon a time, that butterfly was a caterpillar, a type of little worm that crawled slowly along the ground. Then it changed into a beautiful thing that could fly, could dance on the breeze. Well, that's one miracle, and I bet you'd have a hard time explaining exactly how that happens. It's the same with me. I've seen butterflies change into rocks merely by sitting there, by refusing to be afraid. They lose their pride, and then they are rocks. All I can say about how it happens is it's a miracle. And it rarely happens. Most butterflies fail. They are full of fear. Pride, remember, is just another form of fear. A great deal of energy is wasted being fearful, wasted by refusing to take life as it comes. But the truth is, we creatures of the earth have only a limited amount of energy, so we pay dearly if we waste it. The butterfly darts here and there, always suspicious, always watching out for danger. By doing this, it wastes its vital energy. On the other hand, rocks just sit there, saving their energy. That is why rocks live forever, and butterflies die so young.